Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our live series where we're talking about how Jesus is new. And we take that from Ephesians 2:5, where it says that we were once dead in our trespasses and sins, but now are made alive in Christ Jesus. In the first half of Ephesians, the first three chapters, he really talks about, Paul, the writer, talks about the kind of the big picture that, that we were once dead in our trespasses, that we had no connection to God, but now because of the gospel, we can be made right or made alive or new in Christ. In the second half of Ephesians, he really talks about the practical ways to live, that what does it look like to live a new life in Christ? In chapter 4, I'll read just a little bit to you. Verse 15 says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." You know, a lot of churches and preachers will sometimes use the verse there where it talks about don't be drunk on wine, and really just emphasize how that it's a sin to be drunk. But what Paul, the writer, is trying to get at there is something completely different. He's actually talking about what it means to be filled with the Spirit. In the same way that when someone is inebriated, it controls their body, he's saying, I want you to live as though the Holy Spirit is controlling your body, to allow the Spirit of God to really lead you and guide you. I heard it said one time like this, that think of it as a glove, that a glove in and of itself doesn't move, but when the hand goes into the glove, then it moves the glove any which way that the hand chooses. In the same way that we need the Spirit of God really to control our lives. And when he says to walk wisely, that, here's the thing. There are times in life when it's hard to discern, should I take this job or should I take that job? Am I allowed to do this or am I allowed to do that? Oftentimes, I used to be a pastor of college students, and a lot of the couples would come and say, hey, what's the line? What's the line of things that, we're allowed to do versus when does this become sin? And, the way that I would advise them is more about wisdom. What is the wise way to walk? Dustin was sharing on Sunday how, when it comes to, social media, is he allowed to say things, post things, to make statements about things? Yeah, but is it always wise? That if you say everything, your heart's desire without thinking, sometimes you're just going to offend people. You're going to push people away. And if your desire is to help them connect to the Lord, then you want to use your words wisely. And I think if you start asking the question, how do I do the wise thing? Not what's right or wrong. What's the line? What's the sin line that I don't want to cross? A better question is, what is the wise thing? And I think that as we allow the Holy Spirit to control our lives, the idea of wisdom becomes so much more simple to us. That as we surrender more and more of our heart to God, that the Holy Spirit just produces the love and joy and the peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control, all the things that we need to really live a life of wisdom. And I think Paul's words are so good there when he's telling us, hey, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. He's saying, let your life be so consumed by God, be so consumed by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit's fruit starts to come through your life. And that affects the way you walk. Another verse that I didn't share from chapter 4 talks about how to use our words, to use them to build up and not tear down. I mean, there's, shouldn't have coarse joking, things like that, that when we use our words wisely, then it has a tendency to help people, to build them up. But if we don't use our words wisely, it can be used to tear them down. And the interesting thing is that we all understand how important words can be, because there are words that people have shared with us probably that sting to the point where we can't get them out of our head, right? And there's oftentimes, if you're like me, that you say things and you wish you could get them back, those words. But that's the reality, that we need wisdom. We need to walk in the way of wisdom, and we need the Holy Spirit to guide us in that way. So I'm going to pray for us. Lord, I pray that you would give us your wisdom, Help us to be controlled by your Spirit, that you would be inside of us and directing our life and helping us think the ways that you want us to think and act the ways you want us to act and to live out a life of wisdom that would reflect you. God, help us when we struggle and help us to lean back into you as you take us forward. We thank you, Lord, for your Son and for what he means to us. And we ask that all in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Well, just take a second where you are and just kind of reflect about how wisdom needs to be a part of your life and how the Spirit needs more control. And maybe just take a second to surrender to God your day today. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Till next time, God bless.